Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus.
With each other again.
Who, the Keeblers?
You and me and Mick.
Oh, I don't know, man. Sounds pretty hard, but, you know, when you want to celebrate your birthday finally, that time you want, you know, you come over. Hey, with a couple bucks left over for that type of thing.
Yeah, I know. I may have to wait on that. I'm trying to.
Ooh, you too.
You know, trying to get that shit together. Because I need, I mean, I you know, if it's going to be for my birthday, I'm getting like two bitches at once. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I'm talking about.
I'm a pull a Louie. I'm a talk to one bitch, and when she starts to talk, walk away, when I'm talking to another bitch, I'm going to be like, no, no, you too, sweetheart.
You ever hear that story, Mick? No, good.
Louie. You'll always be my idol. You'll always be my rock and roll idol because of shit like that.
Yeah, I got my moments.
Yes, you did.
Mick was on, but he dropped off. So fuck you, Mick, with your bullshit ass T-Mobile or...
Ooh, I'm Mick. I have a bullshit ass phone that only works sometimes.
Oh, man. How fucking cold.
So how long do you think it's going to take before Mick turns into an actual rapist?
I think the proper question is how long did it take? He became a proper rapist. But somewhat rapist.
Let's talk about Mick since he's not on the show. Let's talk about it. Why do you think... Is he there again?
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, then let's discuss Mick and his issues. Why do you think that Mick doesn't have a girlfriend?
Why? Jesus, Christ Almighty! Where to begin, Mick? You tell me. Is it maybe the shitty cell phone service you have, Mick? Mick, there he goes again. That's dropped. Okay, honestly, I can't hang around too long for him to keep dropping calls. You hear me, Mick?
That's okay. Nobody. I think we'll be all right.
I gotta go. Leave the house in like 10 minutes, so he'll be driving home with me.
Well, I'm gonna tell the story about your you and those two strippers, whether or not Mick is here.
Yeah, let's see if third time's a charm. Mick Chinchilla, whatever the fuck your last name is.
Mickey Hello. Chinchilla. Mickey Chinchilla. Chinchilla.
If you can't get through. Why you bother? Hello. Are you on the rapist bus? There's like an hour where. Mostly rapists on buses. I think this is prime time for that, so that's why he's like dialing in, and then he sees a potential rape victim. There it goes again. All right, go on. What were we talking about? Which story? Oh, the rapist story?
You, no, not rape.
No.
We're at our friend Eric's bachelor party, and you know, people were in Philly, and people were buying him dances and stuff for his bachelor party or whatever. But you saw this hot, skinny, goth-looking, I think she was like Spanish-looking goth chick. And you had your eye on her the whole time, huh?
No, they were both white girls.
They're both what? Black girls?
White girls.
White girls, yeah, yeah.
I got black girls for my bachelor party.
Yeah, you also got black girls outside after the bachelor party.
Incredible.
Is that Meg just there? I thought I heard some laughing.
Yeah,
I'm here. Chuckling?
Yeah, no, he's there. Son of a bitch. His phone works now.
What
happened? What are you... Were you,
I don't know, I called him before. I called him at 6, and it's just like, you know, like, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, but then nothing happened after that, so I was like, okay.
I got to tell you, I am constantly and consistently in awe of the professionalism of this show.
You know?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be. You should
anyway,
pretty much know what you were getting into, given the cast of characters that you assigned to this project.
So Lou and I were discussing about how rock and roll Lou used to be at some point.
Okay.
We were at this strip club for our friend Eric's bachelor party in Philly, and he had his eye on this like tall, skinny, white, goth looking chick the whole time. And she's walking by, and he actually approaches her. And he's, like, talking to her about getting a dance. I didn't hear what was actually said. All I saw was another girl walk by, a thicker, shorter, goth-looking girl. And Louis starts talking to her, too. And the tall one starts walking away. And I think he actually grabbed her arm and was like, no, 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 you too.
You're not leaving?
Which I was just like, this fucking guy, man. Is that how it went, Louie? Do you want to fill in some of the details?
An accurate portrayal of the events that took place?
Actually, more or less. But they were actually together. They were walking towards me together. They were like friends or what have you. So I stopped the one, and I was like, you know, how much it dances or whatever. And then the other one started to walk away. I was like, no, 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 you too. And she was like, oh, so I walked off with him with both of my arm, and the dances were all right, I guess. I guess that place was on the lower ring of dances.
Yeah, I didn't get dances. See, what happened was we went to this place, and it was just a topless place. It was a big place. It was big. That was one of the biggest strip clubs I think I've ever been to.
It's a big one.
You know, the stage was huge. Like, the girls actually walked down a flight of stairs directly onto the runway thing, onto the stage.
Yeah,
so
a balcony to look over.
Right. So we had decided to go to the all nude place afterwards. So I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm saving money for like the all nude place.
Right.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a big mistake. But but then this is a great night, actually. A lot of great shit happened then. Dude, that was probably one of the best nights we've ever had, like, all over.
That was really cool.
That was also a night where Morgan got kicked out of that strip club, where we had the black titties.
Yeah. Well, it started
all
right because he was sweating. He was drunk as shit. So they were like, you know, time for you to go, my man.
Right.
So that was it. But beforehand, like quick, it was one of those really like preppy, like good looking blonde kids who, he wasn't even a kid, he was like a man already, like in his mid-20s. And he was like blonde surfer, like his hair was combed to the side. And he had shorts on, like those khaki shorts and a nice
sounds like way too
dresser.
Accurate of a description. I'm a little worried you're this.
Yeah,
because
I fucking hated that guy. And I was like, he's a piece of shit. And as soon as he comes up,
really
the black bouncer's like, he was a cutie. I wanted to fucking damn. So the black guy stopped him and was like, no, no sandals, shoes only. And that
good.
Was just
good.
A coup d'etat. It was fantastic. I was like, yes, there is somewhat justice in the world.
Yeah.
And that was, he couldn't get in. All his boys, like most of his boys were inside already, and they were like, oh, what are you talking about? And he was like, oh, he fucked up the night. You ruined their night.
So they all had to leave?
Well, yeah, they all, you know, walked, you know, to the side.
Yeah.
And we all passed by them. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
And I'm assuming he had to
yeah, and then, Morgan got kicked out for swaying.
Morgan got kicked out for swaying. I think that was the night Mick's mom got loud, too. She was all like, ah!
Yeah, no, we all had to shut her up with our cocks, from what I remember. No, but so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna save my money for the all nude place, you know, because that's where I want to blow all the cash that I had on me, which was paltry and inconsequential. So this one stripper, we're still at this first place, the topless place, and this one stripper walks down the stairs, and she was fucking ridiculously beautiful, like ridiculously beautiful, and like she caught me because I was somehow like standing in like on the upper part of one of the balcony things, and she caught me like gaping at her, and she looked at me as she was walking down, and I mouthed the words to her. I was like, "You're fucking beautiful," and she like pointed at me, and she's like, "I'm coming for you," you know, so. So then after she got off stage, she came looking for me, and I ducked out. I was like, fuck this. Like an asshole. I'm like, fuck this. I'm saving my money for this. So I actually ducked out. We wind up going to this other place. Now, this place, I don't think I've ever been to a place like this before. You go, you have to put like a dollar in the slot to go through a fucking turnstile, and then you walk in, and there's some pancake-tittied older bitch. I mean, she had to have been a stripper for so many years, and she just wouldn't let go of the game. So they're like, okay, you're going to greet people in the front now.
You're no longer the featured act, but we can still have a role for you somewhere.
So you're supposed to, like, put your face between her tits and then give her a dollar. She's like the second turnstile that you have to go through, except much more weathered and metallic than the first one. So we go through it.
Chipped away.
We go through it. We're trying to get our friend Jen to put her face in the titties, too. She wouldn't do it. Whatever. So we get in there. It's horrible. It's fucking terrible. Of course, it didn't stop Lou from getting dances there at all because he's a horrible
person.
No,
I didn't get a dance there. I paid a dance for Eric there.
For E-Mike?
Yeah,
you're in there for an awful long time, though. And most of us decided, fuck this, and we decided to go outside and just drink beer in the parking lot. So I'm standing out there with a couple of the, Jen and some other people, and we're drinking beer, and Lou is still inside, and I'm trying to get him to come out, and he's like, fuck it, whatever, because he's a fucking drunk mess, and there's vagina hanging around. So we're just like... I'm pretty sure he got at least three different kinds of AIDS while he was in there. But so we're outside and we're drinking, and this guy Ralph comes out, and we're all talking about how horrible it is that you have to put your face between this old broad's titties when you walk in the door. And he comes up like just as we're getting into it, and he goes, "Yeah, man, like, well, doesn't it suck? Like, you got to suck on some old bitch's titties as soon as you walk in the door."
I love it.
And like the conversation, I mean, it's one of those moments where it's like a movie moment where the conversation just stopped, fucking
clicking. Right, like it couldn't have scripted like the perfect, yeah.
And
oh my God.
Before we even looked his way, we all looked at each other and we like said simultaneously, like, "Sucked on her."
Are you an
ass?
Oh my God.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, all right. I'll do it with the lady. Yeah, how
whoa.
The lady was banging on 50, son. Banging on.
Yeah,
oh
she was.
God.
She was. Somewhere in the indistinguishable range between a weathered 40 and a young looking 50.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Like the
indistinct.
Awesome.
Who gives a fuck? Bitches old.
Right.
And the worst.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The worst. fact of all is that they were small, wrinkly pancake titties, you know?
Right.
Yeah, they were unattractive. I'm sure when she was young and they were perky, it was like, because I love a set of perky little ass titties. I love that shit. You know, a little pointy ass, little titties that girls, because girls with titties that small, they generally walk around without a bra on, which is just wonderful. Just wonderful. Remember when we were young and the girls that actually looked at us were young? That was great.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's pretty much over for us, I hate to tell you.
Well, generally,
yeah.
I suggest money. Lots of it.
Yeah, we're not going to get any of that by talking to each other for two times a week.
You never know, man. Some producer might be out there saying, listen,
right.
Glitch in my hand here. And
well, when you make your millions off of your hour-long Pulp Fiction shtick, then
there we go.
Fuck you, guys.
Fuck you.
Already got a quote with that.
Mick with the zinger. I don't know, man. I'd say that Ralph sucking on some old bitch's titty story is enough to propel us into stardom right there.
It should be. You would think.
That's it. I mean, don't we basically talk to each other twice a week for half an hour and bitch about how nobody listens to us?
Yes. Eventually, yeah. I was on the show Sunday, and I didn't even listen.
I stopped listening as soon as I opened my mouth, but that's usually just me all the time anyway.
Yeah, well,
I
think that goes for all of us.
We need to start doing, like, sketches and stuff. We can do this. I'm telling you, we can do this shit.
Oh, shit, sketches. All right. Can we wait until it's not 0 degrees outside to actually try to do something productive?
Yeah, we were going to do that, but Louie lives at... You know what the problem is, Mick, is I can find you easily, but this fucking faggot Puerto Rican lives in fucking New Jersey.
All right. He's living the life.
And up until recently, well, I still have, but
I have a warehouse
to start filming stuff.
He's living a neat little suburban lifestyle. He's married. He's going to have fucking kids soon, and it's going to be over for him.
Yeah, it's a wrap, yep.
That's it, man.
You
have two choices, Lou. You have two choices. You can either have kids and just be done, or you can have kids and completely ignore them and fuck their lives up to pursue your own dreams.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, no, you could try that route. I mean, then you'll have a nice... another brood of little Camachos that just don't make any sense.
That must be the way to go. No response. He's taking it over.
I'm driving my car and going to go into the river right now.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm still at work. I'm trying to avoid...
Everybody knows there are no rivers in Jersey. There's sludge piles.
You're bubbling and gurgling.
Matter of fact, if you tried to drive your car into one of the rivers in Jersey, it would probably coast across the top of it.
It'll probably send me back out some kind of way. More metallic? Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, so did you guys hear that there was a Soundgarden concert last night at the Hammerstein?
I did hear about this. I saw your roomie's post. I was not aware of this before that, though.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Really, Morgan was talking about it. And I was like, Marissa, give me free tickets. You work at a radio station. He's like, oh, I could probably go to you. You know, you let me know. I was like, no, I'm telling you. Get me free
sound. Nah, she's pregnant. She doesn't give a shit about you.
Very good much. Where was that? That the song got it?
The Hammerstein, I believe.
Oh, the Hammerstein on 34th Street.
I believe it was at the Hammerstein. But they had no, strangely enough, they had no opening band. It was just them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, I posited that they should have had Audioslave open for them.
Oh, well, yeah. That would be amazing. But,
yeah. They should have, Audioslave should have had, Rage Against the Machine should have opened for Audioslave, who should have opened for Soundgarden.
Right.
And then you'd have a nice progression from band to band. You'd have, like, the bridge in the middle.
Audio Slave, Soundgarden, Rage Against Machine.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
You can have Rage closed.
Best to, from better to best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. From good
being
to
old,
best.
However, Rage Against the Machine first, so, you know, because I'm going to blow my wad. And then,
really. We'd have to put Rage first because after the third Rage song, I would probably be ready for a nap.
I will fall down. One of you guys would have to pick me up, and I would have to leave.
I don't know what you're talking. If you fell down, Mick and I would use you as a seat for the rest of the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. We'd probably make out over your prone form.
Right. I always have to take it there.
Come on, Mick. I haven't seen you in a while, baby. I miss you. But there's, yeah, man. Could you imagine going, like, I saw a clip of a Rage show, like, back in their heyday, and, like, the whole auditorium was, like, stomping at the same time. Like, you couldn't hear the bass from the band because the people's feet stomping on the ground was so loud. Like,
yeah,
I can't go to a concert like that anymore, dude.
Well, no, none of us can. Yeah. Imagine. Christ, I could go to a concert and be all right as long as, like, I miss the first, the opening act, I have my earplugs on, but I have to be, see if it's a big menu and, like, venue, it'd have to be, like, at seats. I can't be, like, close to the stage with the huge-ass speaker.
Right.
My ears would bleed.
Yeah.
I don't understand is how the musicians themselves aren't all deaf.
They have special earplugs. I looked that up, too, because I was like, my ears
really
fucked.
Be that strong that doing that night after night wouldn't have an effect like that?
They're either going to be fucked regardless, but they do have special high-class-ass earplugs that are specially made for their ears, you know? They're specifically fit for each ear.
Hey, I just realized something.
I don't give a fuck what we're
talking
about.
No. Maybe I just figured something out, guys. This is going to blow your minds right here. Maybe the reason Metallica sucks so bad now is because they can't hear themselves anymore.
It's got to be. I got those fancy earplugs, and the way they hear it, that shit's fucking...
like, this is amazing. This is revolutionary.
Seriously, that's gotta be it.
I was at Morgan's house. He's got a picture, one of those, like, old Kerrang magazines, like a page.
Kerrang!
I know, right? It had, like, a collage, like a bunch of little pictures of Cliff Burton. And I thought to myself, seriously, what would planet Earth be like if Cliff Burton were still alive?
Right.
Now they would have probably made way better music, and there would be peace on Earth.
What if John Bonham was still alive? What if Keith Moon was still alive? What if Keith Richards was still alive? See, everybody, you know, all the scientists say, you know, the zombie apocalypse is not possible. They say that all the time. But I'm telling you that Keith Richards is proof that zombies exist.
It's already here. Yeah. That gizzard of his.
I mean, barely coherent, walking around, repeating the same routines over and over again, even though they've died a long time ago. That's zombies, right?
Absolutely.
Which, matter of fact, that's actually us, come to think of it.
This show.
Oh my God, it's cold.
Oh, them nuts.
Nick, do you wear a winter hat in the cold?
I do sometimes, but right now I'm not. I'm just wearing my hoodie.
You're crazy. I got the biggest, stupidest winter hat, and it keeps me nice and warm. I don't care if I look
good. Are you talking about that human bullet hat?
Damn straight. What do you call it?
Does it have a football on top?
Nick, did I ever tell you, have you seen his winter hat, Nick?
I don't recall.
Have you ever seen a pilot from like World War I with a stupid leather hat that they have, like the pointed?
Yes.
I'm serious. I'm not even joking. That's his hat.
I actually bought it on a flea market where this guy was selling wartime memorabilia.
Also, it's like legit. This isn't like even like something that kind of resembles it. This is actually that's what it's supposed to be.
This is actually it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it's kind of stupid. Like, normally, it would look cool if it were round, but it's pointy on my head.
No, it wouldn't look cool at all.
Cooler.
No.
It's just cool. It looks like I have a triangle on my head. It's like one of those pilot hats, but with a triangle on my head.
I thought he looks like a meat bullet. He looks like a bullet made of meat.
Yeah.
That's an interesting description.
It's like if it didn't have the fur lining, which sometimes you can't see, like especially if you're looking at him from behind, he looks like one of those like 1950s football player heads, you know, like those terrible old football helmets.
Yeah, exactly. That's really stupid, but I'm fucking warm as hell.
That's good. No, it's good that you sacrifice, you know, aesthetics for practicality like that. I'm proud of you, kid.
Well, all kidding aside, when the winter kicks in like this, I sometimes get vertigo from my, you know, like a cold going.
I have to be honest, when it comes to the winter, aesthetics can go fuck themselves. I don't care what I look like. If I'm warm.
We can attest to that, my man. We can attest to
it. Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. I try to excuse how horrible my winter jacket is by telling everybody it's Oakley, because it is Oakley, which is an expensive fucking company.
Yeah, yeah.
But the jacket is, like, ugly and purple, and it's got a horrible design on it. And it's got, like, goth, like, thumb sleeves.
I've seen it. What color is yours?
It's, like, black and purple.
You've all seen this shit.
It's a horrible, horrible looking jacket, but it's warm as fuck.
Yeah, it's all around. I noticed that you have one of your like those thumb sleeve things now. What the fuck?
People keep asking me what I did to my hand. I'm like, it's not a hand wrap. It's not an ace bandage. It's just a stupid goth jacket.
Is it warm, that piece of shit? I mean, would you get
fuck
that?
Yes, it is. It was given to me by my mom, I think.
Hand me down.
I think it was. I think it was actually hand me. It was actually. I think it was from the Yankees because my ex brother in law used to get Oakley shit all the time because you know Oakley was into giving stuff to the Yankees. So I think I got that coat from them, and it's ugly as fuck, but it's warm, man. It's warm as shit.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm surrounded by Lou's belly.
Wow, that is warm.
That's warm. That's nice and cozy, my man. Love it.
Oh, man.
Well, gentlemen.
Anything else on the
dock
today, boys?
No, sometime in the next month or so, we're going to go down to Jersey to celebrate my belated birthday at that wonderful fucking strip club in Jersey.
Yes. Yeah.
Met my Peruvian or Uruguayan soulmate.
Absolutely. You gotta rekindle that flame, buddy.
I know, I'm just glad I got a chance to get a dance from her because after Louie after Louis stole her to have her put her boobies all over his wife and shit. I didn't think I was going to get her, but she was worth the wait.
She was definitely the cream of the crop.
She was worth the fucking wait. Holy shit. I kind of wanted that little glasses chick that looked unsure of herself. Remember her?
The thick brunette
one? The tattoos?
Yeah, the one with the tattoos. She looked a little uncomfortable, which was kind of hot.
Yeah.
She like got there, you know, did a little dance, and then she broke out.
Yeah, I know. I felt like she might have struggled a little bit in during the rape later, you know?
Like she went to that fucking gangbang scene.
That's right.
Yeah, well, she might protest a little bit when I anally rape her, in other words.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, let me know. I mean, next weekend I might be busy, but other than that, I'm good to go whenever.
No, I'll let you. We'll try to figure it out ahead of time. It's going to be a week when I get paid and you know, when Louis is not completely destitute and being questioned by the authorities.
That'll be good. I don't know, dude.
All right, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It's gotta happen. That's what I'm talking about. Paint the system.
Definitely.
All right, fellas. That's it, right? We're done. We done here.
Yeah, I believe
your
so.
Your face has been done for.
Oh,
no, I'm not talking about our lives. I'm talking about the show.
This quote-unquote show.
Yes, that's what you should call it. Can we call it the quote-unquote show?
Yeah, I questionable intelligence report isn't working for me. I think we need to call it, like, Three Miserable Fucks. I think is what we need to call it.
To be commercially viable, we could do Three Miserable Pricks.
All right, that works for me.
Three miserable pseudo-rapists.
Douchebags.
If you want to be historically accurate. Then.
Three miserable twats. How about that?
That's it.
Bling, 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 bling. You know what we should do? We should have our listeners suggest the name. Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to post a contest on Facebook that the winner, the best name, gets me to defriend them on Facebook.
That's fantastic. What a prize.
That'll probably work. Hey, man, I'm telling you that. You know what I tried to do the other day? I tried to get people to start a fund that if they, depending on how much they put into the fund, I would not make any statuses that said, like, you know, piss, shit, cock, fart, any kind of vulgarity.
I saw
like
that, but you think that would actually work? You think people, see, I would donate for you.
I thought it would.
See, I would donate for you to keep using those vulgarities in your updates.
Exactly, but I mean, we all know that you're not going to donate any money towards me at all, Mick. So
well,
that's
no, that's true.
But I mean, like, I thought there would be people genuinely interested in not ever hearing me say stuff like that again, because people are always bitching, oh, everybody's making jokes.
Yeah,
oh, you always, farts, you say farts. Yeah, I say fucking farts. I love farts.
Right. Why? Amen.
Really? You love farts?
I do love farts.
So do I.
I don't like any of your farts, and sometimes, to be honest with you, most of the time I don't like my own.
Well, that's okay. I don't even like my own. How could anyone laugh?
No, I do. No, I have I'm very proud when it comes to my farts.
Well, I like it when other people smell my farts, but I don't like to smell my own farts.
No, I like to smell my own farts.
Jesus Christ.
One time, Mike, I was riding passenger in Mike's car, and he dropped me off in front of his building, and I blasted and closed the door right behind me.
The problem was that I was just dropping him off, so I was parked so close to the parked cars on the left-hand side that I couldn't actually get out of my own door.
Yeah, the face smell like chicken.
There was nothing I could do, because in order for me to actually get out of the car, I would have had to pass through his fart cloud anyway.
Right, right. That's great. That's good.
We also did. We have a debate over who actually did it, but we were in Louie and I were in a Blockbuster once, and one of us dropped a massively horrible fart in one of the aisles, and this cute but chubby girl had been walking down the aisle, and we skedaddled, like we got the fuck out of that aisle. She worked there, but you could visibly see when she struck it. Like when she walked into that cloud,
the nose
wrinkled, you know, like the eyes widened, her hair melted off. I mean, it was comical.
The nose hairs went from black to blonde.
She looked like the, you remember the Nazi in Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end when he opened it?
Liquefying into bone, yeah.
Her eyeballs were the last, no, it was great.
So are you alleging that that was you, Mike?
Yes, we've had arguments about this, because I remember being half embarrassed about it, you know, like
you
can only be...
Oh, no, see, I wouldn't be embarrassed.
I've only just in the last, like, 5 years or so come to really appreciate the nuances of having some stranger in public smell your farts. You know, I've been embarrassed about the farts for a long time.
Ah, okay.
You know, especially since Sean shouted out to the entire store when I farted. Remember that?
Man, absolutely. Did we ever tell you that one, Mick?
No.
We went to go see our buddy Sean at the Borders in White Plains, and we were in the magazine area, which was like towards front near the cafe. Forget about it.
Right.
It was like the epicenter of the store. And Mike was like, "Yeah, I just farted."
No. You're skipping an entire. I was actually lured into this because Sean had farted a couple of times. Well, Sean had farted a couple of times, and he was laughing, and he was like, "Yeah, I just farted in that aisle. Right, I just farted that shit up, you know." And I'm joking around. I had to fart too, so I dropped one, like a hardcore one, and I was like, "Yeah, man, I just dropped that shit right over there." So this motherfucker turns on me and starts screaming at the whole store, "This motherfucker farted right here!"
You know, to the entire store, I skedaddled, man. I was out of there like a roach when you turn on the light. I was like, "Oh, I didn't want to be confused."
Lou is actually embarrassed for me. Like that's how bad it was. I mean, like the whole store.
To be honest,
I've
never been
me.
More embarrassed in my life, and it wasn't because and it wasn't about me. That's serious.
I was just standing there like, "You son of a bitch." Like, what was I going to say? No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Right. Yeah, at that point, you're
he's such a joker, this guy. It'd have to be in a Jewish voice, too, if I did. I'd have to do it in a Jewish voice. This guy over here, he's such a joker.
It's too funny.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad stuff. Yeah, see, I don't have good luck when it comes to farts. I've been shouted out in public for farts. And Morgan made me suck a fart out of his ass. It's just farts and I know. Not a good thing.
Best one.
But I swear that Blockbuster fart was me, dude. I swear it was me.
No, it was me.
No, you can't be right about everything, Lily.
All right, fellas.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, two lovers.
Sunday.
Come on. All right,
later.
All right, sweetie.
All right, later.